Sexy News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Authorities on the White Earth Reservation have made an arrest after a fatal stabbing in Manoman Saturday evening. The White Earth Tribal Police Department says they are investigating the homicide that occurred outside the King's Corner Bar in Manoman. Officers and emergency medical responders reported they attempted life-saving efforts, but the 24-year-old man died from his injuries. The victim was identified as Adam Webster of Manoman. De'Ami Clark from the Nativash area was identified as a person of interest in this case. As of Monday, Clark is in custody, with charges pending review from the Manoman County Attorney's Office. Authorities on Sunday had offered a monetary reward for information from the public leading to his arrest. In an advisory opinion, the Minnesota Attorney General says county sheriffs cannot unilaterally enter into contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Keith Ellison, in response to Ramsey County Attorney John Choi's request for the opinion, says Minnesota law gives that authority to elected commissioners of county boards. Crow Wing, Itasca, and Cass County sheriffs have entered into agreements with ICE to assist immigration enforcement. The legality of those agreements is now uncertain, as the sheriffs appear to have lacked the authority to enter into the contracts. Ellison points to statute that indicates sheriffs may enter into contracts with local jurisdictions, such as contracting for police services for cities and towns or processing firearms permits for police departments. But the law stops short of allowing sheriffs to enter into contracts with agencies of the federal government. Earlier this year, Ellison issued another advisory opinion that local law enforcement agencies in the state can't hold a person solely on an immigration detainer if that person would otherwise be released from custody under state law. The sale of Minnesota Power's parent company, Elite, to two private equity firms closed Monday. Megan Buffington has more.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved the sale in October. Global Infrastructure Partners will indirectly own 60% of Elite. GIP is a private equity firm owned by BlackRock, the world's largest asset management firm. The other 40% will be indirectly owned by the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board. CPP Investments independently oversees funds for Canada's public retirement program and is one of the world's largest private equity investors. As part of the sale agreement approved by the PUC, Minnesota Power will have a one-year rate freeze and must distribute $50 million in rate credits over the next 7 years. The company must also remain headquartered in Duluth. Over the next 5 years, the new owners will also have to meet investment requirements for a clean energy fund. Trading of Elite stock was suspended when the New York Stock Exchange opened Monday. Shareholders will soon receive $67 per share in cash. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Northern Minnesota DFL party leader Cindy Martin has resigned as of Friday. The Minnesota Reformer reported earlier that week that the party was standing by its 8th District Chair Martin, despite a charge of criminal vehicular homicide. In a statement to the Reformer, DFL party chair Richard Carlbaum thanked Martin for her years of service to the party and says they are focused on building electoral strength for 2026. Itasca County authorities responded to a person lying in the lane of Highway 169 near Nashwalk on the evening of July 3, 2024, and discovered the body of 19-year-old Carter Hathcock. Court documents state Martin called 911 the next morning and reported that she may have been in a collision the night before. Months later, prosecutors charged Martin with criminal vehicular homicide. Last month, Martin pleaded not guilty to the charge, and the case is ongoing. The Minnesota Department of Transportation announced it is implementing single-lane traffic on the Highway 6 bridge near Big Falls. Drivers will stop and take turns crossing the bridge one direction at a time over the Big Fork River starting Wednesday, and this configuration is expected to remain in place through early March. Bridge engineers say the switch will safely accommodate heavy timber truck traffic through the winter. The bridge is slated for replacement beginning in May. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our Music Phonology and Morning Show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from this community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.